Had lately arrived in town. When Julie's fella came to call that Sunday at her home, he found a pair of sitting there just a spooning in the gloom. The sight made him so riled, he started home at once. But Julie said, I'm surprised that you don't go act like a dumb. Come here, you foolish boy. I just whisper something in your reluctant ear. Why, he's a cousin of mine, just a cousin of mine. You're liable for to see him here any old time. Just like a bee, you're all the time a-buzzing. Ain't no harm for to hug and kiss your cousin. I haven't seen Jerry in the last few years. You know that's a mighty long time. He's a mother's sister's angel child. Go on, man, he's a cousin of mine. When she had explained her relationship, he replied, it may be so, but he don't look like a 32nd cousin that I met a week ago. She smiled at him quite innocently and blushed up to her hair. Then said, if you don't want him here, I will tell him so, my dear. She joined her cousin's side, and as they strolled away, he heard him ask, who am that freak? And heard his Julie say, why, he's a cousin of mine, just a cousin of mine. You're liable for to see him here any old time. Just like a bee, you're all the time a-buzzing. Ain't no harm for to hug and kiss your cousin. I haven't seen Jerry in the last few years. You know that's a mighty long time. He's mother's sister's angel child. Go on, man, he's a cousin of mine. We'll be right back.